This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
This year of 2020 has been full of chaos. Therefore, it's not surprising that Victor Davis Hanson wrote about the time of chaos upon chaos atop chaos. He wasn't even talking about the chaos of the pandemic and lockdowns. He focused merely on the political chaos we have endured for months. He is more optimistic about our future than most of us might be. He opens with this statement, "America will weather its current hysterias." I'm not so sure. The political landscape has given us the Steele dossier, charges of Russian collusion, an impeachment of a sitting president, weaponization of FISA courts and the FBI, CIA, and the Justice Department. And all of that happened before the election and the current claims and counterclaims about election interference. He also talks about the media that poorly prepared the nation for their envisioned Biden presidency. To foster that agenda, journalists have done enormous damage to this country. He also notes that Joe Biden was never fully vetted. Rather, he was protected and sheltered by the media. We will now see whether he is cognitively up to impromptu press conferences, 18-hour days, tough negotiations with opportunistic foreign leaders, and the demands of traversing the country to rally both the country and his party adherents. I might also add that since he was never fully vetted, even people who voted for him aren't exactly sure of what will be his agenda next year. Many are already expressing surprise at some of his proposed cabinet picks. How will he deal with China? Will he try to ban fracking and embrace the Green New Deal? We really don't have good answers to such questions because the media failed to do its job in this last election. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.